What's good, world? It's your boy Mastermind Mind, and this is a special weekday drop. Listen, man, we're gonna be talking a little bit about Forspoken and some other stuff, but you want to be sure you follow your boy Mastermind RGTV on YouTube, Real Gamer on all podcast platforms. We're gonna be talking about some Forspoken. Let's get it. And at the end of this episode, or the middle of this episode, I ran into a gamer at GameStop. We had a really interesting conversation about Forspoken. Cuz, let's dive right into it. So check this, y'all. Forspoken is out. Y'all heard a little bit of my thoughts before the game came out and everything. You know what I'm saying? Playing the demo, really enjoying the demo. Really right on the edge of purchasing the game, because, you know what I'm saying? So in the gaming industry, IGN, Game Informer, shout out to those guys, whatever, man. But they've been kind of rating the game low ratings. So I think IGN gave it a 6 out of 10 or something like that. And I've seen someone else give it like a 5 out of 10. So listen, man, I don't know why they gave it that. But shout out to the brother Hip Hop Gamer. He pointed out a good point. Was like, yo, you see a lot of times these guys, they give these people, they give these games, you know what I'm saying, 5 out of 10, 6 out of 10. But you don't see them actually playing the game. Good point. You dig what I'm saying? So for us, the gamers, real gamers that's actually on the front line playing these games, we're telling you that it's good. These guys over here that's not even playing the game, and they're telling you it's 5, 6 out of 10. Yo, maybe they're playing it behind scenes, but we don't see these guys playing this game. You know what I'm saying? So we don't know how they got to the conclusion of what why they gave the game a 6 or a 5. You dig what I'm saying? So with that being said, man, you know, we tend to run into that a lot of times, man. We see the reviews on something. They say the reviews is this, and a lot of times by them, you know, big gamer companies or whatever, they're already big in the space. So if they come out and say, yo, a game wet, a lot of people that follow or really pay these big corporations or whatever, I mean, you know, opinions or whatever with the biggest crowds or whatever, they pay some attention. And if they say it's whack, guess what? People gonna go off them saying it's whack. So I say, my response to that is, man, yo, gamers, check it out. Give it a shot. I played the demo, loved it. Me personally, I'm a graphic guy, storyline, you dig what I'm saying? For the mere fact that it's made by Square Enix, I'm like, yo, let's get that a shot. So I don't know why they really gave it a 5 or a 6. Hey, it could be not so good in the midst of while you're playing the game. Possibly deserve a 5 or a 6. I haven't played the game personally yet, but my experience with the demo, I still give the demo at least an 8, 9. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say a 5. To me, why I would probably give a game a 5 would have to be, it's just horrible on bugs. Maybe the controller's not so well. You know what I'm saying? Look, just little things like that. Maybe if the graphics not so good. But so far, playing the game personally and seeing other people playing it, I'm seeing a lot of people enjoy the game. You dig what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie, Lord Hulk. I hope I pronounced his gamer tag name right. But I've been seeing the brother playing the game, and he's really enjoying the game. You dig what I'm saying? And he's like a diehard Xbox fan, but he enjoys playing the game. You feel what I'm saying? So a lot of people, a lot of streamers that real everyday real gamers I'm seeing play this game are just really enjoying it. So I don't understand why they gave it a 5 or a 6. So when the homie Hip Hop Gamer made that statement, I was like, yo, good point, bro. Good point. Because I rock with IGN, you dig what I'm saying? I rock with Game Informer. So shout out, that's why I told you, hey, shout out to those people, you dig what I'm saying? Shout out to family over there, you dig what I'm talking about? I rock with them. But I guess I haven't really paid it attention or see these guys play this game. So I don't know I had to go ahead and look at the review and everything, but you dig what I'm saying? I think the game's pretty dope. So that's why Forspoken is one of the main topics of this week. It's because, okay, it's made by Final Fantasy. Stay tuned, because after this little break session I'm giving y'all, I got an interview with a gamer. You dig what I'm saying? And he's telling me about his experience with Forspoken, even though he hasn't played it, but just what his customers is coming in and, you know what I'm saying, telling them their experience and whatnot. And a lot of the experience and reviews that I hear from gamers is pretty good. So I really wanted to kind of, you know what I'm saying, jump in and be like, hey, let's have this conversation. Let's have this debate. Like, what's really going on? Why the big wigs say is give it a 4 or 5, but the actual gamers out here, we playing the game, enjoying the game, deserve, we think it deserves more than that. You know what I'm saying? So I would say, man, for those that's on the fence about the game, play the demo. And like I told y'all on the main series of the podcast, yo, for the fact that these guys dropped the update, you feel what I'm saying? I appreciate it. I appreciate it. You dropped the update and came out at a press conference update for the demo? You got my love, man. You know what I'm saying? I already rock with you heavy anyway because you're Square Enix. You feel what I'm saying? So shout out to Square Enix, man, what they're doing. I say give the game a shot. And the homie at GameStop, man, good brother, man. He showed me they got these little collection cards or whatnot that come with the game. I'm like, yo, that's fire. So now you give me a reason to purchase the physical copy of the game. You dig what I'm saying? I speak a little bit about that on the podcast too, about, you know, the physical copies of the games are pretty cool. Also, I'm starting to get a little bit more into the digital realm, but, you know, physical copies, if you can provide a physical copy that comes with something and, you know, keep the price the same, or even if the price is high, but we got something else coming with the game. The homie showed me something that, like, some collective cards or whatever that comes with the game. I don't think you can, like, use them in the game. Now, if you was able to use them in the game, that would be pretty fire. But hold that thought also, because I'm going to tie this into something else too. So, if you're able to use them in the game, kind of like Nintendo could, I mean, like Nintendo do their, you know, NFC sync with the cards and all that, that would be pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? But something else I wanted to point out too was the mere fact that if Forspoken, you know what I'm saying, get the love that is shown now, like the homie said, proper promotion, marketing, all that stuff, if they continue to invest into a wise out and continue to promote it, you know, of course drop some good updates that fix all of the things that need to be fixed and all that, of course, you feel what I'm saying, but it got the potential to, I feel like, to become something like, what's that game? I'm thinking of a game. Infamous? You remember Infamous on PlayStation? That game, you know what I'm saying, when you first play the first one, for games, new games to come about, you have to give it a chance. And if you give it a chance, the franchise may begin to develop more. You feel what I'm saying? So I feel like with Forspoken, it has the opportunity to possibly drop a Forspoken 2 if the storyline is good. You feel what I'm saying? If the storyline is good, I can see them taking this character and morphing other characters into the story to introduce a new, pretty much a new franchise. You dig what I'm saying? Maybe a DLC in the future. Maybe Forspoken 2. I think they should probably do a DLC before they do a 2. Stay tuned for the interview with me and the homie at GameStop. We talked about it a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things, you know, maybe we can get a DLC for Forspoken. You know what I'm saying? I hope we do. But hey. One other thing too before I swing on over to the full interview, man. Metal Gear Solid. Yo, listen. Rumors may just be true, people. We are getting a Metal Gear Solid remake. Now, we don't know details. I personally haven't seen anything. It may be something floating out there in the net right now. But we may be getting a Metal Gear Solid remake. I don't know which Metal Gear Solid remake we'll possibly be getting. But for the mere fact we're getting a Metal Gear Solid remake, listen, man, I am hyped for it. And look, from all the gameplay I seen from Forspoken, people, you know, playing a little stealthy or whatnot, stealth into the game. I hope that Mark wasn't in my video, but like the stealth, that's dope. Assassin's Creed got that vibe. Metal Gear Solid got that vibe. You feel what I'm saying? You can kind of move stealthily through. I like the Forspoken got that. You know what I'm saying? So pretty pumped. So I kind of had to tie those two things in, but I'm hyped for this Metal Gear Solid remake. I hope it's like 1 through 3 or something like that. But if they remake one, it's going to probably be one. And if one do good, they'll probably do three. And if three do really, really, really good, they'll probably do Phantom Pain. I can see Phantom Pain probably dropping if so let's say Quick Metal Gear Solid rank for a second. If they do a Metal Gear Solid remake and it's just Metal Gear Solid 1 and it does really good, then they say, okay, that one did kind of like what Resident Evil 2 did. They came out with Resident Evil 3. So the first Metal Gear Solid do real good. Metal Gear Solid 3. Why I say 3? 3 was one of the most popular. That was like the next popular one. Like real, real, real popular. Everyone, I think, well, my popular chart. But it'll probably be 1, 3, and then Phantom Pain. I think Phantom Pain is like 5 or something like that. All of the Metal Gear Solids was dope, but my remembrance, 1, 3, and 5, Phantom Pain, was like the best 3. So if they was to do a remake, if 1 do well, I can see them doing all 3 of those. You dig? Or maybe how they got, because I got the Metal Gear Solid collection on the PS3. If they remake that and bundle it like that, that'll be also pretty dope too. But since Phantom Pain, I think Phantom Pain came out, I should definitely know this because I was going live on YouTube on Mastermind RG TV playing some Metal Gear Solid Phantom Pain real heavy. I think it came out about 2014 maybe. It's a classic game, you know what I'm saying? 2014, 2015 maybe. So that's why I say the remake for that, the graphics still amazing. You know, I'm not gonna even front. They look boo-boo, but they're still not bad. I will still play Phantom Pain. I still got it loaded up on my PS4. I can just turn it on and get back to playing, you feel what I'm saying? Because that's how much I love that game. So a remake for a recent game like that, I can see them doing, but probably not the first remake because it's Metal Gear Solid. They're probably going to remake Metal Gear Solid 1. I'm pretty sure they're going to probably do one, Metal Gear Solid 1. Most likely they're going to probably do Metal Gear Solid 1. So I'm hype about that, man. Resident Evil 4 on the way. We're going to save some more of this until the next mainstream episode of Real Gamer. Stay tuned for that. You dig what I'm saying? But we got a special interview coming up right after this. Just zoop that thing in there. You ain't even going to know we out of here. Stay tuned for more. What's good, RGTV baby? We're gonna be talking about some Forspoken. I'm speaking with the homie. What's your gamer tag, homie?
Black Aladdin.
Black Aladdin. Listen, man. Oh, this thing ain't standing up right. So, listen, I want to come speak to you about the Forspoken. Have you played Forspoken yet or anything?
I actually haven't gotten a chance to play it yet, but from what I hear from my customers, they've been giving out good reviews about it. Mm-hmm. Pretty much, what they like is the whole story and the whole fighting style of the game. Pretty much, it's different.
Okay.
And that's what most gamers are looking for these days. They're looking for something different. Like, mm-hmm. say, for instance, like Hogwarts Legacy.
They're pretty much
looking for that divergence in gameplay and story where you can pick where your choices pretty much make your story mm-hmm. and your character. Mm-hmm. And I think it all based off, pretty much what I've seen so far of Forspoken, it's based off your build, too, mm-hmm. and how you do with the character.
What game would you say put you in the mind of, because it's made by Square Enix, so what game would you say Forspoken put you in the mind of that you really love that's from Square Enix?
That's a good one. Alright, so if I was to give it like pretty much what I think it is, I'm looking at Final Fantasy 15.
Okay.
That's the vibes it's giving me. And I love Final Fantasy 15.
Right.
Most people hated on it because it was like, it was a turn-based and stuff like that. But what I loved about Final Fantasy is like that new fighting style, that new combat mechanics. And that's what Forspoken looks like it's based off of, is that Final Fantasy 15 fighting mechanics, which was, to me, just phenomenal.
So it's giving people a, like you said, something like remembrance or something to do in something new mm-hmm. To do in the game. So what about, like, okay, Final Fantasy 15, you say, what about the story mode outside of the mechanics and whatnot, the controls and whatnot?
Outside the controls and fighting mechanics and story-wise? Mm-hmm. If I was to compare it to Final Fantasy, I'd say Final Fantasy gave me a vibe. If I was to give it a rating, I'd get like an 8.9. That is what Final Fantasy 15 gave me.
Okay.
for spoken so far based off like our customer reviews.
Yeah, yeah.
I give it also like an 8.7 to 8.8 because it ain't all the way up there yet. But it's getting that based off what everybody keeps saying. So far, we've sold out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and these are not just pre-orders. These are people... Well, we're not sold out. We just got some... We still got a couple in, but this is based off people coming in and buying it without pre-order.
Oh, really? Okay, okay, okay. Because like when I was saying right before I came in off L, I was saying that... So, for example, IGN gave it, I think, a 6 out of 10. So, with people coming in and buying it, like, their main cons, like any like what's like the cons and the pros, we just discussed two of them, but what's like the bad negative things that people are saying about the game?
I'm thinking more of like people are probably mad about the whole I want to pick my character kind of thing.
Most of these games
these days you get like diverge into different characters instead of just the one. Uh-huh. And this one you only get the one.
Changing between characters and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Storyline. Final Fantasy 15 that has a deep storyline to it.
More than
so
just deep.
something like what Forspoken, can you see Forspoken having a longer storyline? Like, can you imagine a Forspoken 2?
I can imagine
because
like,
we see so many Final Fantasy games and the storylines connecting. Can you see Forspoken like really having a franchise like that?
I can see it having like a DLC, and then once that DLC come out, we can only base it off of that. So far, it's looking like, from what I've seen in videos so far and streams so far, pretty much it's like pretty much a layout of how the story could go. Now, since it's a could, it could diverge into its own 1 and 2, which I feel like it'll probably end with a 2. But
okay.
I feel like it might just stop at this one, maybe, because trying to push a 2 could always mess up the franchise or something. Because Forspoken has a lot of potential. But with that potential, it's like, let's just go ahead and put everything on, like Final Fantasy 15. They could have did so much when it went from Versus to 15. With Versus, they could have probably like pushed it to keep going with Noctis. But with this 15, what they did was they made you build a relationship with that character. And every other character that was in there.
True.
Now you built this relationship with them. You make it all the way to the end. And at that end of the game, you realize, damn, the story's over.
They kind of left you right at the end, like just falling from a cliff type deal.
You loved it.
Yeah.
Because
it was
like, I built this whole relationship with them, like tons of hours into this game. Dungeons and more you got to go through. And
I like Final Fantasy 15, 10 a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you just keep it going with those and you just built that bond. Whenever Noctis separated from his group and went to fight Arden by himself, I was like, oh man.
It had that embracive moment. And see, that's another thing with video games. They share these like moments to where we feel emotional attached to it. You know what I'm saying? The Final Fantasy definitely do a great job because I'm really attached to Final Fantasy 10. Final Fantasy 10 was one of my favorites. I played 15 too, but I don't think I beat it. But Final Fantasy make a lot of great games. And with that type of attachment, and if Forspoken can kind of introduce those things, I played the demo. I haven't purchased the game yet or fully got it immersed into it. But I think if Forspoken can get those key details like Final Fantasy, I think it'll be a great thing to see. My final question for you, man, is if you had to choose, if you were stuck on the island, which console and game would you go with besides Final Fantasy 15? This is gonna be my last one. I'm gonna let you go because you gotta go. That's a tough one, huh?
I'd probably go with the Xbox Series X.
What game or Xbox?
Something that has great replay value and always loved by fans. You can never go wrong with the Master Chief Collection.
Okay.
Master Chief Collection. Come with all the Halo games, which has replay value because you can go back, collect all the skulls, play with the skull difficulties on all those games.
True. Okay. Hey, man, I appreciate your time, my brother. Hey, what's your game tag again, man?
Black Aladdin.
Black Aladdin. Y'all heard it here, man. RGTV, stay tuned, baby. All right, man. You know, we was discussing what is this? Dead Space.
Dead Space.
So you mean to tell me Dead Space? So I asked you what was, do you think Callisto Protocol is scarier than Dead Space? Because Callisto Protocol is one of those games where to be like super super gory, mm-hmm. but you saying Dead Space is a lot more scarier, gorier than Callisto Protocol.
Man, Dead Space is one of those games that just like send you off the edge. Callisto Protocol keep you on the edge. Dead Space, well, picture this: you in the hallway walking. You know most horror games have that little music in the background. Mm-hmm. Dead Space don't. All you can hear is your footsteps and what's crawling throughout the whole ship. So you don't know when it's coming, where it's coming from. All you know is it's silent. And then you got all the things.
Like good sound. Like I know the sound and everything's pretty dope to it too. So okay. So no music at no point?
They have music sometimes, but sometimes it's just like silent. You can walking on this metal bridge, you just like hearing your footsteps step. And not to mention the theme song for the trailer of the game and to the game, the Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Pretty creepy.
Yeah. That's one way to creep somebody out right there. But Dead Space is probably one of the most horrifying games of all time. And you gotta play it to get that full horror with headphones on. Because there's some things in there, like there's a certain monster. It was designed to jump out of the wall and scare you off the edge of off the edge. It was designed for that. If it jump out at you and knock you off. Yeah, you got stuff like that going around that game.
See, I played the old one, but I don't remember it all the way through. So the moments you were saying that they took out the old game in the remaster, is the remaster going to come out today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow the remaster comes out. And what had happened was when they were designing the game, there were parts in there that they couldn't keep because it was classified as this is just too much. Mm-hmm. Y'all are going too far. And they had to take them out. Because they were taking it too far. But it was scary enough already. And then once you research and learn that they had to forcibly take out scenes, you'd be like, damn, what could have been those scenes that they had to take out? How bad could it have been?
Because, I mean, when you see a game like Callisto Protocol, dude head was getting sawed off, bro. Like brains and stuff. Like, how gory can you get? So, my opinion, I mean, seeing
Callisto got, yeah, Callisto, you're right about that, is more gory.
Like, they had way more gory. So, mm-hmm. with the remaster, do you think they gonna, the stuff they took out, you think they gonna put it back in?
There's a chance. Nowadays.
Because, yeah, there's a chance because when they do the remaster and stuff, they typically add the stuff that they, you know, usually with the regular game, they add on probably the end of the lifespan, maybe. Mm-hmm. But with the remaster, all of this stuff is added into it. The bonuses and sometimes the DLCs and all this stuff, too. So to see a great game like this, already great, remastered for PS5 and all the next-gen stuff, PC, oh, man, it's going to get juicy in here. All my scary game heads out there, y'all stay tuned for more. Anything else we need to say before we get out of this thing, man?
Go ahead and get y'all a Callisto Protocol, man. That game right there, I ain't going to lie to you. I'm playing it now.
It's one of the ones, man.
It's one of the ones that keep you on edge. Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Before we get off scary games, hold on a minute. Resident Evil 4. That's one of my fan favorites. I got to ask you about it because we're gamers. Mm-hmm. Resident Evil 4. How do you feel about new Resident Evil 4 that's finna drop?
As long as they don't touch anything that the old one had, bro, that game is still going to be a 9.5 to me.
Okay.
Because that is my favorite already. Resident Evil game, too.
Okay. Y'all heard it here. Peace.